Right, I'm here in the Mull, the Isle of Mull, on holiday for a couple of weeks, as some of you may have read. Doing my best to keep away from all the evil beers and whiskies and fatty foods. To some success, but that might change. I'm here with Jane Garrett just now, who is the brains and the driving force behind a reasonably new venture called Made on Mull.
Yeah.
Tell us all about that.
Okay, Made on Mull has started basically from I don't know, the idea of coming to Mull, seeing all the products that we have at Mull, and not really seeing it off Mull, not seeing it on mainland. So we decided that it was about time that we shared these treasures, hence the reason sharing our island, which is our strap line, sharing our island's treasures. And we decided just to get it out there and let everybody see what Mull has to offer.
Now, just to give people a rough idea of what some of these treasures are. Now, I like my cheese, there's a creamery. I love my whiskey, as one or two regular viewers may know, and there's a distillery. There's jams, there's shortbreads, there's breads, there's cakes, there's millions of stuff which you can find on the website, which is, what was it, all the W's?
Madeonmull.co.uk
Or dot com.
or dot com.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And to be honest, it's a veritable feast. The bed and breakfast I'm staying in just now, which is also yours, which I can't even pronounce,
Achnadreish House.
which I can highly recommend, by the way, has one of these bounty boxes on the front porch.
Yep.
And I pass it every day, and honestly, it's just, you may as well just put food down my mouth.
It's hard to resist.
Well, it's hard to resist. I mean,
great food, hard to resist.
What sort of interest are you getting? I mean, where's the interest coming from?
Well, the interest is coming from at the moment we haven't done any advertising, so it's all either word of mouth. We've been online for a couple of months, so obviously search engines, they're coming in, there's a little bit coming in through that. But demographically, it would seem that down south, that's London to most people, up in Scotland, that's where it's mostly coming from
Yeah.
at the moment. Yeah.
There's some talk about a wedding you're helping out on.
Yep. I've had an inquiry about favours. You know, you do favours for
Aye.
weddings. Well, this couple are theming their wedding on Mull, so they're wanting to give their guests gifts of Mull shortbread and Mull miniature whiskey.
Nice touch, and presumably have a connection with them all.
Well, he has the husband to be. He's got some. I think came as a child on holiday, and that's quite common. That's quite a common theme that, you know, people all have childhood memories and off Mull, and it sticks with them. And you know, the Made at Mull has reignited for him his memories. So
And the great thing about this, it is all genuine local suppliers.
it's all excuse me, there's a few. We have got one product on there, which is oat cakes, which has come from Benbecula because we couldn't get a local oat cake supplier. However, since the word got out, there's a girl started supplying oatcakes.
By Jove.
Yeah. So it's actually, I think it's possibly maybe spurred people on a bit, realised there's another outlet there that they could, you know, go down, because before there wasn't one single point you could buy all this produce, and now there is. So I think it's hopefully going to help all the producers and encourage new ones.
And for a fat bloke like me,
Not so fat, bloke.
there are some healthy options in there.
Well, there's some, for example, the biscuits. There's nothing healthy about these biscuits, I hate to tell you.
Okay, I can live without them.
But that's because they are an absolutely delicious biscuit. They use all, there's no corner
You're
cutting.
not helping here.
No, I'm sorry. But they do, which I know they're not low in fat, but they do wheat, gluten, and dairy-free biscuits. You know, if that is an issue. But they do smoked salmon. Salmon's good for you. Not so fattening.
I'm away at the bar.
Oh, okay then.